Okay, I'm wondering if we could get a description of just exactly what happened. And I realize that you've probably gone over this 100 times, but it needs me to.
Yeah.
But we're conducting a very intensive research program on this mystery, and we'd like to get a description of exactly what happened to you.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you the story if you have the time here. Okay, we were, I don't know if you're familiar with the Susanville area or not. It's in Northern California.
Yes.
Nevada border. Well, we were going out there hunting about 2:30 in the morning, and we were driving down the street road about 20 miles away from the closest town, which is Winfield. And as we were driving down the road, I looked over on the hillside and I seen something glowing on the hillside, like it was kind of like a fire or something, but it was really kind of mysterious looking, so kind of really got me a little excited, so we continued on down the road, and then that object that was on the hillside, or that glowing that I thought was fire, it went straight up, and then it went, took off vertically straight away, and then went away out of sight. And he couldn't believe it, and at that point he really scared, so we continued on down the road. We got down about 4 miles further down the road, so we were going to go camp out for the morning sleep. And it just got up in front of us, straight in front of us, so I'd say approximately 400 yards. And it was spinning itself up there in midair, and it didn't, it was spinning, but it didn't make any other moves. It kind of hesitated up there and stayed there. So at that point, the stock had definitely wiped out with the binoculars on it. And this machine that you knew was a flying saucer of some type, a UFO, whatever it may have been.
How high did you say it was at that point?
At that point, I would say about 500, maybe 600 yards in there from the air.
Okay.
And it was sitting up there. And so we were really scared. We were kind of deciding at that time what to do. I was, you know, just wanted to turn out the lights and hide from it or whatever it was in there. So finally, we decided to try to get back in town and get to contact the authorities, which we did. So we came right back into town, contacted the sheriff and deputies in the town there, and it took me about a half an hour to get out there. And as we went back into town, the object moved back towards a little town called Mixfield. The story got a little out of hand when it said it really didn't close it, it just maybe followed it. And then when we got in Mixfield, we came to the authorities, they came out, the sheriff, and they looked at the object. It was, at this point, it was about a half mile away up in the air, and it was just, it was spinning around, revolving. It looked like a glowing flashlight of some type, you know, with, it had red and green. So it had blue and green spinning lights in the center of the object that I can make out. And
the lights themselves were spinning?
Yeah, it was spinning. But so when it was spinning, it tilted off and on. It tilted at different angles. It didn't move really in any speed. All just kind of tilted its frame around up there while we were watching it. And we must have sat there. We must have had 15 to 20 people look at it. And finally, we got the sheriff to get a camera out there, but still, the camera was really small, and nothing came of the pictures that they developed. It was just a little flash of light or something.
Yeah.
And so, we went back in the town restaurant. We had something to eat. This was about 5 in the morning. And we started out, back out to go hunting, and we seen these other objects above this one object here. And just for about 2 or 3 minutes, and then all of a sudden it just, bam, disappeared. It just faded away out of sight, you know?
Yeah.
And that was really kind of peculiar, you know, it was kind of interesting to see something like that, you know, because that really brought that object to our attention. So we kept watching this main one that was lower, because it was stayed in that same area. And we heard some other people on our way out hunting the object, and you know, they were really fascinated with it. Really unbelievable. And so finally, it just all came just went weird straight up out of sight, so it disappeared. And
you actually saw it move up out of sight.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and that was really interesting. And from what I understand, one of the people we showed it to up there had seen another UFO up there, and he phoned, I think, the ABC News, the NBC News, and reported it. And so they had seen another object up there since this must have been about a week and a half or 2 weeks ago that this was another object.
I see.
But that's what happened, and it's too bad it wasn't close enough to us to where we can make out more detail, but it would be just I can make out so much, and that's about it, because you really weren't as close as, I would have liked to be.
Well, when you were watching that through binoculars, did you see a piece of light at any time?
Well, through the binoculars, when we had the closest side of it, I'm sure Bruce, my partner, could have seen it, because he had the binoculars on, and I was watching it with my naked eye, but with my naked eye, I couldn't at all. And he was pretty clear when he looked at it with the binoculars, and it came up, and we were out in the middle of nowhere, and he was kind of clear, but no, I'm sure, I kind of detailed it the way I've seen it, it's that different. And, I just wish I was closer to it now, but when I first seen it, I just didn't want to be around it at all, because I was scared, and I think I didn't know what the hell was going on.
Okay, when you spotted this on the hill, do you feel a thing sitting on the ground?
Now, it was along the hillside when we spotted it. It may have been, because it was right along the hillside, right about in the center of the hillside, so it may have been, but I hate to say it was, because I don't know.
Uh-huh.
I really don't know. It was not.
And
it didn't make any noise at all. We rolled down the windows, turned off the lights, and it made no noise at all. So it seemed like whatever it was, it detected some type of use of light, it could get itself up by energy of light or something. I don't know, because it made no noise at all. And we were the only thing out there, and everything else was silent. There's no other noise going on around, and it made no noise, and that was kind of...
Okay, now while that thing was stationary, what color was the object itself?
Itself was like a white, glowing light.
Uh-huh.
And that was just about what the whole object looked to me like from that distance. Now, and then more or less towards the center of the object, I had this spinning light that I could pick up very easily. It was doing spinning. But the object wasn't spinning around completely. The main object was tilting. It was kind of tilting back and forth. And that was kind of interesting. Watch it sit there all that time. It didn't, after it got up and veered off towards the little counter, we went through. It was sustaining itself up there just for about 2.5 to 3 hours and didn't move until finally it just went straight up out of sight after about 5 feet. Yeah.
Okay, did you pinpoint any exact time when you first spotted that?
Yeah, when we first spotted it, it must have been around 2:30 in the morning.
I see.
Okay.
Now, when it was hovering near your truck, was this hovering directly overhead or was off an angle?
It was off on an angle. It wasn't exactly straight over our head. It was out in front of us on a right angle. And,
okay, what direction would that be?
Okay, it would be south of us, because we were heading south down the road, and it flipped up on the south side of us, and we turned around. It veered off more or less towards a west-northern angle towards the little town.
Okay, were you on the main roadway at the time?
No, we were on a dirt road when we jumped it. It was about 15 miles down the dirt road, and we came back on the main road, probably about 8 miles from the little town, Mansfield, where we stopped.
That's the main highway?
Yeah, that's the main highway. That gets to Altoona.
Do you remember the number of that highway?
I can put the number here. I think
that's no problem.
It's like 8 or 9 or something like that.
Okay, then, in relation to the highway, was the object north or south of the highway?
It was south
of the highway, okay. And did it remain on the south side of the highway while you went into town?
Yes, it did.
Were you driving the truck?
No, I was driving the
path. That's the side, okay. And it stayed on the left side of the truck when you're heading into town?
Right.
Okay, and then it didn't divert from that area at all?
No, not at all.
Okay. Now, when you got to this restaurant where the other people were watching it, what angle was the object away from you at that point?
Okay, that was the restaurant was more or less the same position it was on the north side, and we were watching it from looking at it towards like the south.
What do you mean?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And, yeah, they didn't watch it until we gave, you know, brought to their attention, but they didn't know about it. The people up there, a lot of the people, even the sheriff, they seemed like they were so secluded or something. They didn't want to let themselves believe that something was happening there or anything, and it was kind of funny because they sat there and watched that, and they said, wow, that's really amazing and all this stuff. And I said, you know, do you have any type of zoom lens you can use, you know, because if they had any type of zoom lens camera, I think we could have gotten some good pictures of it. Because we could have driven our closer to the object and then snapped some shots off on it, but all they have is a little zoom camera, and it didn't benefit us at all.
What was the condition of the sky?
It was perfectly clear.
Okay, now when you were at the restaurant, did you have any idea how many degrees above the horizon that object was?
I would say it was on about a 30... Yeah, I'd say it was about a 35, maybe 30 to 40 degree angle.
Uh-huh. And still maintain the same color?
Yeah.
Okay. And was it daybreak then?
No,
at the restaurant?
At the restaurant, it was about 5:30. Daybreak was about 5:48 or 5:50, something like that. So it was just before daybreak.
Or did the object move away before daybreak?
Yeah, it just was just after that. A little after 5:30.
Okay, now when it moved away, did it put the rest of it go?
It just seemed like it was straight up.
Oh, in other words, it did gain altitude.
Yeah.
Straight up, okay.
Did you have any problems with your press when that thing was following you? Now, Bruce, I can't speak to him, but he said that he was having, you know, because I talked to a lot of people that said they can't, objects like that, you know, take control of your vehicle and everything. And he said that he could get any acceleration going down the dirt road. But I don't think he was going 60 miles an hour, and he said he could go any faster. But the thing is that you could go so fast in a little Dodge if you were in a Dodge pickup truck.
Okay, what was the year of that?
And it was a 72.
Okay.
And in high altitude, I'm sure the carburation system could take place and it wouldn't pick up.
But there'd be a tendency to flood the engine too, but popping down on the accelerator.
Yeah. He really said when he said that, so I don't know. I can't say it wasn't. But then again, I more or less think that going down a big road 60 miles an hour, which we were, it was, that's about as fast as you could go down something like that. So I don't think at any point it had any control over us or the vehicle we were driving. Because like I said, I was in the space for about 20 minutes, but I got a hold of myself, you know, and then I started thinking more like, we're coming back out there, you know, but at no point did it have any type of control over it. So it was interesting because I read, and I listened to a lot of that, UFO thing that went on back in Arizona.
Yeah.
And that was, I think that was the 5th of November.
Right.
And that's kind of neat because we've seen the 6th at 2:30 in the morning.
Early AM, right.
Yeah.
Okay, when you stopped your truck, when you first stopped your truck, got out to look at it, did that object appear to approach you at any time?
When we stopped the truck, got out to look at it, you know, because when it went straight up in the air, we were really amazed. But it seemed, when you get to looking at an object, and even like at a star, you get to looking at it, and there it seemed like it was coming closer to us. Maybe it was our imagination running away with us or something. But, but when we got in the truck, you know, when I looked back, it seemed like it was kind of moving at an angle towards the little town called Lynchfield where we were heading in. It seemed like it would get closer, like the glowing was a lot driving in, and, you know, as you were looking at it a couple times on the way back in. But I don't think it did come exactly straight at us, you know, our truck and that, because I'm sure we must have been, the only light source out there was 20 miles to us and that, the object that we've seen. But it must have seen us when I looked over on the hillside.
Yeah.
It had to have been distracted from us. And then when we jumped it up again in front of us, I thought, you know, wow, that was really scary then, because I thought, you know, know, maybe we really offended him in some way, or they really, you know, they can re out there.
Yeah. Well, now that dirt road that you were traveling on, was that north or south of the main highway? That was south. In other words, when you were driving up that road to the main highway, you were traveling north.
Yeah, it was south and north.
Okay. Then the object at that point, would that have been
maybe behind it to the south?
Behind you, okay.
But only as we were traveling out there, and it was up in the air in the south, the town was west of it, but it veered off to the south, going south to north, but it was more of a western trip from like west to north. The object was coming from south and it was going to like a western northern angle.
Fine. Okay, when the object came off of the hill, did it come off for good speed?
It didn't come off. It just straight up horizontally or vertically, and then it just went horizontally south about 3 or 4 miles.
And were you watching it all the time when it did that?
Yeah.
Okay.
And it flipped it at a speed that it all of a sudden, and then it was just there, you know.
Yeah.
And it was weird because, you know, it didn't take it too much time to travel when it was, but it was flipped it, and it flipped down, it just went down. And it went about 2 miles, you know, and a flat.
Yeah.
And then, so when we jumped it and suspended itself up there, it just moved around, like it. Kind of like you just ran towards that little town, and then it was just kind of moving at the offset angle while we were watching it, you know.
Right.
Not even trying to take it off the tilting of the plane or whatever it itself was. But it was just interesting, and I kind of wish now that I was closer to it so I could have gotten a lot more detail on it, because at the point we were at, it was flying so hard you just make out the detail, you know, but you think that was more or less the kind of close it was.
It didn't have any definite shape.
It was more or less not exactly like a soft shape, but it was kind of like an old shape of some type.
And
it was just kind of white, glowing.
Yeah.
And then suddenly you had the color variation coming out. To me, the colors of it were like blue and green, and like there was some type of light coming out. But I don't know if they were lights or if it was some kind of beam or not, or whatever it was, you know.
Right.
Light was pushing out, and it was pushing out.
Well, Rick, we sure appreciate you giving us time to explain what's happened down there.
Oh, it's well, you know, I'd like to, I just wish I could give you some more information, you know, if you would come closer, but, you know, it's something that, you've seen if you have gone closer to it or something, I know it's, you know, been more help.
Have you had any, strange experiences since this happened to you?
No, I haven't. You know, like, I'm always, the weird thing though is, when I'm out in the world, I always make, you know, check out, objects that are kind of misplaced on my thing, you know. It brings my imagination out to where I'll always look again, so if I do see something again, you know, I'd like to get closer to an object or something,
but
I probably got well and see something like that again. I've talked to a lot of people that they've been looking for years and everything, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And I haven't even been looking, and all of a sudden something appears like that. And they usually have some people that just aren't even thinking about it or anything. Which we were, I thought that was the least thing that was going to happen, you know.
Right.
Thought that.
Well, thanks again, Rick. We sure appreciate your cooperation.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.